I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Tuesday, my darlings, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. It is time for Tune In Tuesday. We're going to contemplate a little bit, and I have a really excited feeling in my body around the theme for this week. Yesterday, if you listened to our intention setting practice, it's all about putting a dream into action, taking actual action steps around something we've been wanting to create. And the time to do that, with it being eclipse season, the time to actually move some energy in our lives and not sit in any kind of stagnation right now, is just a really good time. So anything that you've been feeling that you actually want to make happen, I want to contemplate that a little bit. Now, whatever dream you are focused on right now, maybe you have tons of them. You're just like me. You have a million things you want to create and make happen. I want you to take a moment to really identify one specific one this week that is feeling really close to your heart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And for our contemplation today, instead of thinking about or contemplating how we are going to make that dream happen, I want to hold a little bit of space for us to contemplate what it is that has been in the way up until this point. Because this is a really important question to really think about. Why haven't you realized this dream that you have earlier? What is it that has been in the way for you when it comes to making your dream life happen, or when it comes to completing that project or getting out there and doing that thing? What has been, or what is, the biggest obstacle for you? And the reason I think it's really important to contemplate this is because oftentimes the reason we're not out there making those dreams happen is because we have a need that we need to see met. And sometimes that need could be emotional, it can be physical, it could be financial. It's really important that we are able to identify what that need actually is so that we can start from that direction, right? Because we can sort of kill ourselves almost. We can burn out trying to make a dream happen. But if we're doing that, bypassing this big core need that we have, we're going to struggle and it's going to be so hard to manifest this dream. So take a moment right now to contemplate and sit with, what is it that has been in the way for you when it comes to making this dream happen? What is it that's been your biggest obstacle, or as far as you can tell at least, that's been that big thing that's in the way? Maybe it is time, right? I feel like time is a big one for a lot of us. We have things we want to do and create, but there's just not enough hours in a day to make that happen. identifying that if it's time, because time is such an interesting concept for us to contemplate. We all have the same amount of hours in a day, right? And we all dedicate and prioritize different things in our lives. So as you contemplate, if you don't have the time to make something happen, journal a little bit on this, contemplate and go a little bit deeper into where you do spend your time. Right? Chances are that you actually don't have any more hours in a day, and the hours that you have are completely filled working, taking care of kids, just holding your life together, right? If that's the case, then that's the case. Then time is a real obstacle that you're going to sit with for this practice. But what if that's not the case, and actually you're spending hours a day on social media or watching TV or doing something that isn't actually in service to the life that you want? Then contemplating if this is your actual obstacle is a really good place to get started. Now, of course, this obstacle could be something totally different. Maybe what you need or what you've been lacking to make this dream happen is emotional support. You know, do you have people in your life that are actually here for you, that are rooting for you, that believe in you and that keep you motivated? You know, those people that actually tell you that you can get out there and do that thing. Do you feel supported emotionally in your life? Or do you feel really alone and like everything you do, you just have to do it yourself and there is no one there to really help you along the way? Sit with that a little bit. This obstacle could be financial. Maybe you really need specific amounts of money to go make this thing happen. This obstacle could be something from your past. It could be that you're constantly dealing with old baggage or old trauma or old wounds that are really keeping you from getting out there and focusing on the things you want. Maybe you're stuck in a pattern that isn't serving you. There are a million different things that could be in the way, but I want you to really take time to identify what it is for you. What is this core need that actually you haven't had met in the past? And is there a way you can go about having this need met now? I get so excited about this contemplation because figuring this out about ourselves can actually take us some real, genuine places. We can actually make a change in our lives by contemplating this and figuring this out. If you want to journal on this, our journaling prompt for today is, when it comes to making my dreams happen, my biggest obstacle has been. When it comes to making my dreams happen, my biggest obstacle has been. Journal on that for a while, and maybe this will spark a conversation inside of you that you can actually have with a real human being. I think this area, this contemplation, it's really big and profound, and it's worth pursuing. Have a beautiful exploration today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.